Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show, along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. I'm Rami Makhlouf, and it is indeed 5 o'clock already. And here's what you're picking from in this evening's Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. Right lane, do you agree with the shut up and dribble comments? Left lane, what would it say to you if the Brewers don't add a pitcher? And the return lane, does what Giannis said scare or comfort you? 414.
People still do that?
799-1250. Or you can tweet us.
Robin know about twerking. Why you think he in love?
Tweet us at 1057 FM, the fan.
Allegedly.
Yeah, there's a lot of twerking going on Instagram, for sure. This was Laura Ingraham.
Your house.
Last week on Fox News, after LeBron said to Kevin Durant in a... They were doing an interview in a car with Carrie Champion, I guess. I don't even know what the thing was, to be honest with you. I didn't know it existed until Laura Ingraham brought it up.
Oh, the little Uber thing
but
with Carrie.
LeBron James said that President Donald Trump doesn't give a bleep about the people, and this was Laura Ingraham's take on that.
LeBron James is talking politics again, and this time it's R-rated. Here's his barely intelligible, not to mention ungrammatical, take on President Trump. You're great players, but no one voted for you. Keep the political commentary to yourself, or as someone once said, shut up and dribble.
And LeBron James said, yeah, I won't be doing that, Laura Ingraham.
We will definitely not shut up and dribble. I would definitely not do that. I mean too much to society. I mean too much to the youth. I mean too much to so many kids that feel like they don't have a way out and they need someone to help lead them out of the situation they're in.
Gary, what do you make of the shut up and dribble comment?
You ever thought when somebody just said, might have said something racist?
Yeah.
That wasn't racist. That was what Dave Chappelle said.
Right.
Was that racist?
That was racist.
That was racist. Was it?
Don't you ever thought about it?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, like, at first, maybe not. I don't know. You tell me, 414-799-1250. That's not what we talked about in the first hour. But it just hit me when I heard it said again, Rami. Like, but what I really don't understand about a lot about you people out there.
Uh-oh.
That I dropped you people at about 215 earlier.
Yeah, you did.
Is that I don't know why athletes can't have an opinion about politics, because you do. No one's saying it. They're the expert. But how can my guy over at Pick and Save?
Yeah, nobody says stick to Pick and Save.
Or my guy over at...
just bag groceries and shut up.
The Jury Center.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Selling diamonds.
Oh, Dean, I'll go off on you now.
Right. Or my guys over at J&J Contractors, they build houses. I'm sure while they're slapping up some, you know... Sign on your house. So how can all these other people talk about politics and athletes can't? I never understood it. I don't get it and still don't get it today. But I thought that might be a little racist. I could be out of line, but maybe.
You're saying she's only talking about black athletes, not white athletes?
She didn't say.
Right, so it can't be racist then.
Well, she's talking to people who disagree with her.
Shut up and dribble.
Yeah.
That means athletes in general.
Because on Fox News, they have people on all the time who have nothing to do with the political world, who have nothing to do with societal issues, and they ask them for their opinions.
Chris Long?
Chris Long of the Eagles.
Chris Long was all
right. He just started putting out pictures of all the people, ridiculous people, that they've had on Fox News to talk about politics and societal issues. You can't just take him. You got to make a trade, man.
No, I can take him, and I'll give it some to be reported later.
No, he has to agree to it before you just take him.
For future consideration.
No, you can't.
Who am I taking?
Well, he wants Chris Long.
Right. And I'm going to give you somebody later.
I wouldn't give up Chris Long, man. Wait,
you could have Chris Long. I'll take LeBron.
No, you can't take LeBron.
Okay, never mind. I thought he was going to be
But no, honestly, a lot of people went down the road of racism when they heard those comments by Laura Ingraham. I didn't think she was trying to be racist. I didn't see it that way. She was trying to demean him rather than actually address what he said. She was trying to demean him by pointing out that, well, she was misinformed when she said he didn't even finish high school. He did. So she was trying to, rather than address the points that he brought up, take a personal shot and degrade him or demean him and make his opinion worth less than hers, or in her opinion, more educated people on the subject. But this isn't a Fox News problem. This isn't a conservative problem. This is a problem across the board. When you talk about 24-hour news, when you talk about the political debate at the forefront, I think most of us are very reasonable and somewhere in the middle, but people who are on and listen to and watch these 24-hour news networks, they don't want to hear from anybody who disagrees with them. They don't want to hear from anybody who challenges their viewpoint or their beliefs or their worldview. They just want people to reinforce and back up what they already think and say. So they're going to keep on having Ja Rule on Fox News. They're going to keep on having Chuck Norris and Fabio on Fox News, and they'll gladly take those opinions because those people agree with them. But yeah, when Herschel Walker, yeah. But when LeBron or somebody like that steps out and says something about the president, rather than address the issue, they will just try and demean and degrade and minimize your opinion.
It's not about athletes, then, Rami. Time I hear something about athletes,
yeah,
in general,
because that's their go-to. That's their go-to. When an athlete or a celebrity of any kind wants to say something political, the go-to from people on both sides of the aisle is stick to sports, stick to music, stick to acting, whatever it is that you do.
Everything.
Right, exactly. Because you obviously know more, Laura Ingraham. You're way smarter than LeBron James. You see the issues that LeBron James sees when he goes into the inner city to actually help these kids.
She told a Dixie chick.
But he barely finished high school, so he obviously is wrong. That's the right lane.
It's America. Say what you want.
Do you agree with the shut up and dribble comments? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. Moving to the left lane, and the Brewers still without a pitcher added to their rotation, Leroy, as they report to camp. Full team workouts underway today. Gary said earlier that if they don't get another pitcher, they're still in a rebuild.
Still a rebuild.
And I agree with him, but there are phases to a rebuild.
Sure.
Phase one is tear down. Yeah. We're already past that.
Phase, this is the most intelligent thing Gary's ever come up with.
Phase two is when you start to see some of the prospects get to the major league level. Phase three is when you're right there on the verge of being in the playoffs, competing for a playoff spot.
On the cusp of being a playoff team.
You
guys are intelligent today.
I think that's where they're at right now, but still in a rebuild, if you ask me. The target has moved on from 2018.
Well, Roman, if they don't have a pitcher at this point. How can we go when I said last week they're in a rebuild? Not that you people came after
but I'm
me
saying, I had to
like
think
that,
about
but everybody
it.
Disagreed with me,
Garrett,
but
I'm
today
sorry.
We're in a rebuild.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't here.
Do you accept my apology? I'm sorry.
I wasn't here.
Yes.
Oh. Everybody was against Gary.
Yeah, I wasn't here.
I know Rama was sick.
Well, I'm not talking to you then.
If I was here, I would have said on Friday
I
said today.
That.
You would have said that on Friday?
Yes.
But I can't apologize?
Were you here?
Yeah, I was sitting right next to you. I told you.
Man is admitting his fault.
That was a meaningful show for Gary, wasn't it, Leroy? He doesn't even remember you being here.
I know, right?
So, Leroy, what would it say to you about the Brewers if they didn't add a pitcher before
that they
the season
tried.
Starts?
They tried hard. They really did. They're in every conversation, guy. They're in every conversation. They're doing everything. But Steve pointed out earlier, it was some reports. If they sign Arrieta, we're going up into 110. And then Steve will get that list for me in a minute. It's guys with arbitration in the future that can push that number north of 110, 115. I don't know if we want to be 125, 135.
You're saying payroll over the next couple of years.
Yeah, payroll for $135 million. Dollars. But if we're going to get 3.2 million fans, even if it makes sense, I don't know if they want to do it. But my thing is they're trying. If they don't pick up anybody else, and they did pick up an infielder, by the way, Jared or something, or whatever his name. Just for the roster. But I'm okay with that, Steve. They're trying. If we have to go into the season with these guys, they're doing everything. This is the most aggressive I've seen them in conversation in a long time.
For sure.
So the way that Gary articulated and Rami, I'm okay with that.
It looks like
the stages.
It looks like it's a 5-year window. That's what they've pretty much said. This
yeah,
is
I
your
like
one.
Those stages like
this
that.
Is your one.
We can do both.
We're rolling the dice set.
I got to ask Tim.
In the next 5 years, we got to make our run, try and win a World Series. Well, and then after that 5 years, then guess what? We're going to tear down. We're going to start over again. That's how this is going to go.
But this is not the year one of a 5 year window. This is almost like.
Well, it better be.
Well, the process. If you think about the whole process.
Oh, he's going Joel Embiid on us now. The process.
Right. No, but if you think about the whole Brewers process, this is not year one.
It's yeah, but what? There year was no three? Window until they got Yelich and Kane.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying of the rebuild. The year one of the rebuild was
oh, the rebuild, sure.
Was when?
I'm just saying two and a half years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Right. I'm just saying as far as competing for a championship. Last year, the window was sealed shut, nailed shut, bars on the window.
They kicked that open six wins.
Now that window is open, and you've got 5 years to get through it. And the farther you get in, the more it's going to shut.
Brewer's Kool-Aid.
Because if Lorenzo Kane... I'm thinking falls off a little bit as like he gets older, it's going to close
if
a little bit more.
If they don't do anything, I'm thinking all you people out there owe Joe Zenzola an apology.
What did Joe say? Now, how do we owe him an apology? I ain't going to apologize to everybody.
Because I know you guys listen to both shows.
Joe's been getting killed.
Yeah. If this is a reason.
But Joe may
like
not
say
it the way Rami put it.
I think all you people owe Joe Zenzola an apology. Because what we thought this was going to take, 5 years? Well, you might this might take 5 years, folks. If they don't really accelerate this thing to go.
No,
now,
I'm thinking.
We don't know. Are they still in on Lissicum?
Nobody signed Lissicum yet.
They just went to look at him. Yeah.
They went and scouted him. Numerous teams did.
Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen. You can't tell me. Something could happen like it did last year where they hit somebody in pitching.
Right.
That's true.
And you might get something and add him with Jimmy Nelson and everybody. Correct. That could happen. But if they don't do anything, you're still part of a rebuild. You guys owe Joe Zenzola.
I don't know what Joe says, so I'm not apologizing for nothing.
So that's the left lane. What would it say to you if the Brewers don't add another pitcher before the season starts? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. And moving to the return lane, Giannis talked about his future in Milwaukee again over All-Star weekend, telling ESPN.com, as long as Milwaukee does the right moves and we're a championship-contending team, I'm not going nowhere. This is my home. All I know is loyalty, and this is an organization that has preached that since day one, and hopefully I can help them bring joy to the fans and bring joy to the city in the future with a championship.
In the past,
we heard Giannis say that he wants to be a Buck for life, Sparky, with no conditions, no nothing. Just, I want to be a Buck for life.
Not now.
Now he's saying, not as long as we're a championship-contending team, that I'm going to be here in Milwaukee. Does this scare you or comfort you as a Bucks fan?
I
deep breath.
So originally there was no qualifier.
No.
Right.
Now there's a qualifier. Is if we're competing for a championship, I'll stay.
Yes.
Right. That's the difference.
Yes.
So from being completely naive to saying I'm never leaving, loyal's in my DNA and all this other stuff, to now saying loyal's in my DNA, but we have to be competing for a championship, or I may explore my options. I just think, based on fan reaction, that this is going to spin on him like it spun on Brett or LeBron or some of these other guys, where people just read the loyal part. And if he rolls out on them, because remember, LeBron took Cleveland to the NBA Finals. They were in the finals. They didn't win, but they were in the NBA Finals with LeBron James, and he rolled on them. So to think that if Giannis is being legit here, and I think he is, because like I said, I think this dude just speaks what's on his heart, and that's it. Totally buy into what Giannis is and what he's about. But if this dude says, okay, we're not competing, in my mind, that means if we're not in an NBA Finals, or if we're not knocking on the door in the Eastern Conference Finals for 2 or 3 years trying to get into the NBA Finals, if we're not at that point, hey, I might roll. Everybody's going to spin on him. I'm telling you right now, they're all going to spin on him. And it's not going to be the Bucks. Some will go after the Bucks, but a majority of them are going to spin on Giannis and say, you lied. You lied, you lied, you lied. You said you were loyal. You said you were never leaving us, and now you did. And that same thing that happened to LeBron, it's going to happen in Milwaukee if he rolls out. And he's going to pass up a lot of money if he does.
If anybody want to burn a jersey, just give it to me.
I'll take it too. For sure.
Yeah, you give it to me.
Burn a jersey.
No, I agree.
So we've reset.
Brett Favre jerseys I was fine with.
We've reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Right lane, do you agree with shut up and dribble comments? Left lane, what would it say to you if the Brewers don't add a pitcher? In the return lane, does what Giannis said scare or comfort you? 414-799-1250.
No Fergie in pick a lane?
No. Or you can tweet us at 105.7. FM The Fan.
You are killing our audience.
Yeah, that national anthem left a bad taste in my mouth. Maybe I go over to the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha, Sparky, and get a little something better.
What did you say?
I said That national anthem left a bad taste in my mouth. Maybe I can go flush it out at the Q Club of Wisconsin.
What? I can't hear you. My hearing is lost.
I seriously, I blew my nose earlier in the show, and I can't hear out of my left ear.
No, it was
I know, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I know. I just took off my left headphone, and I'm good. I don't even hear Fergie. It's fine.
That four show was so good, but that was brutal. Just stop. Turn it off. Q Club does not want to be associated with this national anthem. On behalf of them, I'll say it. Q Club of Wisconsin is a great place to catch all your favorite sports action. 13 pool tables, shuffleboard tables, tornado foosball tables. 3 of those, electronic darts, ping pong, and much more to come. Enjoy their award-winning fish fry on Wednesdays and Fridays with 4 different styles of fish rami piled up.
Hot!
Hot?
Hi. I said hot.
I mean, it's hot, too. The fish is definitely hot and hot with all the extras. Plus, there's bands every Saturday night, plus late-night Friday happy hour from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Make the Q Club of Wisconsin your new place, your favorite place, for Sunday morning breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Rum chata French toast, breakfast, pizzas, and all of your traditional breakfast items. Also a fun place to host your private parties, bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, anniversary parties, birthday parties, business meetings, you name it, they can do it. About 75 people or so. You get your own personal VIP suite, luxury pool table, personal TV, access to ping pong and foosball at your request. Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha, just a half mile south of I-94. Check them out at QClubOfWI.com, QClubOfWI.com, or on Facebook.
It's the Wendy's Big Show. We're in the midst of Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. Here's what you're picking from this evening. Right lane, do you agree with shut up and dribble comments? Left lane, what would it say to you if the Brewers don't add a pitcher? And the return lane, does what Giannis said scare or comfort you? 414-799-1250. Or you can tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. Let's go right out to the phones and let's go to St. Francis. Check in with Doug. Doug, pick a lane.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
It
Thanks
is.
For taking my call. Hey, I'm gonna pick the Giannis lane, right? And what's not to love about that guy? I think he is just a breath of fresh air that he's brought to the Bucks, and I think the whole community of Milwaukee. I like the way he put his employers pretty much on notice, right? He wants to win here. He wants to contend and bring a championship to Milwaukee. And if the rest of the franchise isn't all in, he's gonna explore his options. The guy is, if not a superstar already, he's right on the brink of becoming a superstar in this league. So I really like the way that he put it.
Okay. So this is the thing. Thanks for the call. I think what's going to happen is, and maybe I'll be wrong about this. I've been wrong about a ton of other stuff. Then what's going to happen is they're not going to bring back Jabari. He's going to roll on restricted free agency. Then Middleton and Bledsoe are going to hit free agency after next basketball season. So summer of 2019. Is what we're talking about here, okay? Summer of 2019, they're going to be gone of Milton. They're going to be gone of Bledsoe. They're going to be gone of Giannis. I think Henson will be gone as well. Mirza, I believe, will be gone. So they're going to be, providing they don't do something to acquire long-range salary between now and then, they're going to have a ton of money available. We are then going to see how powerful the draw of Giannis really is. Because if you get to that point and you can't get players to come play with Giannis in Milwaukee, it's going to be game over. That's going to be the end of it. If Giannis is respected like we think he is by everybody else and he can get and draw star players that want to play with him, then I think that Giannis is probably here for the long term if he can get those guys to come here and play starting in the summer of 2019. I think that is going to be...
The name of a guy, Steve, you think that he may be able to get?
Hold on here. Let me call up the free agent list for and his basketball. Age group?
He got to do just like the Lakers. The Lakers clearing cap space for two max contracts.
I'm going to give you an idea here.
Give me an idea.
Two max contracts.
What's been floated out there, and nobody's brought this up from the Milwaukee perspective yet. What's been brought up is that a guy like LeBron James could sign a one-year extension and then go into free agency in a year. Could sign a two-year extension and go into free agency in 2 years versus coming into free agency right away. And some of these other guys could also be in that same boat. But right now, if you look at 2019, because I believe LeBron has a player option. Is that right, Rami? He's got a player option after this year to opt out to become free agent. So if he doesn't opt out, then he has that 1 year left on his contract that he would play out. He then would become a free agent in 2019. Free agents that year, LeBron, Kevin Durant, Carmelo, Chandler Parsons, Dwight Howard, DeAndre Jordan, if he opts into his player contract, Paul George, if he opts into his player contract, Enes Kanter, Klay Thompson. That is what we're talking about being open in 2019, that summer of 2019. So if LeBron stays for another year in Cleveland to see how these guys are going to play out and waits 1 year to get to free agency, he could be available and you're going to have a bunch of money open, as would Durant, as would Klay Thompson and some of these other guys. Then you're going to be put in a position if you get to that point of, okay, who wants to come play with Giannis in Milwaukee? You would have the money to be able to go get one of these guys. And if you still can't get them at that point, then it's probably going to be a very tough sell to keep Giannis here if nobody wants to play in Milwaukee. That's where it's all going to come down to for me. I think because you finally have a legitimate superstar, you should be able to get a legitimate superstar in free agency in the summer of 2019. That's how I see it. And if that does not happen because they don't want to come here, I think then we're screwed. And that's that. And there's nothing the ownership can do, and there's nothing anybody can do at that point. People just don't want to play in the city of Milwaukee, and that's it.
Unless what you have, unless what...
Let's think about this out loud. Houston put together a team, right?
Correct.
Yep.
OKC put together a team, right?
Well, they had Westbrook, lost Durant, but that was all through the draft. George, they got in a trade, not through free agency.
Guys came together.
Well, no, because OKC? Westbrook and Durant was drafted, and Harden was drafted. They lost two of them, and they traded for Paul George. So that wasn't a situation where free agents came to play with Westbrook.
Well, no,
they had to either draft him or trade for him.
What I mean by put together a team. So they put together something after they lost what they had. So what I'm saying is none of those guys were drafted by them. Paul George wasn't drafted by OKC.
They traded for him, right.
Carmelo wasn't drafted by OKC.
Traded for him.
So that goes into my thought of they put together something.
Right.
Okay? So Golden State put together something.
See, Golden State, too, that was largely drafted outside of Durant.
Largely drafted, but they added a guy in Durant.
Right, but they won prior to that.
And then they added, who was the guy that came over from, was it Philly? Forget his name.
Who? Livingston?
No, not Livingston.
To play for who? Golden State?
We had Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green.
No, not Draymond.
Iguodala.
Oh, Iguodala, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just talking about putting something together for the Bucks. But if you really look at it, there's only three teams in my so-called dream world that has put something together. Is anybody in the East
that makes
that?
Minnesota makes a difference.
Minnesota's got Karl Anthony Towns, Wiggins, Jeff Teague. They got Jimmy Butler. So they're putting together their own thing in Minnesota.
Anybody in the East?
No.
Put together anything like that?
Well, last one was Miami and Cleveland.
Right?
And Cleveland with Kevin Love. Yep.
All that's going to be in the West.
But New York's going to be in a position, too, where they're going to be able to try and go get people, too, with Porzingis.
And pretty soon there might not be an East and a West.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
I'm all for it.
No, totally against it. The Bulls will...
Did you say the Bucks are worth $1 billion? These owners may sell the team, man, if they see that happen.
Possible.
They may sell the team, take their $400 million, and just... that's what they would make, and I'm out. Y'all deal with it.
Katie by the door.
Yeah, but if he stays, hey, this, you know, he stay... Let another owner come in. With that arena and Giannis, he ain't going anywhere. I like what the guy said. The guy's loyal. I'm down with him.
Talking about some dude.
He got his first $100 million right here in the MKE.
Talking about a group of guys spending $1 billion in Milwaukee on a team.
Yeah. We didn't think these other guys could do it, so they done.
That was half the price.
Yeah, this team would. If they went to sell it today, they would sell it for $1 billion.
Yeah, and somebody
with a new arena and everything that goes into it.
You think a group would want this team for $1 billion?
Yeah.
Yes.
With Giannis.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
They haven't been wrong about these team values yet,
man,
Sparky. The value of teams is going to continue to go up.
And it's the smallest market.
Speaking of things going up, here's Gary Ellerson to tell you about his good friends over at Mantality.
Say in a comedy show, Rami.
That's when you're a grown man now. If you want to be a grown man.
Well, everybody want to be a grown man.
Well, you want to feel like it.
Yeah. Guys, I was down in the man cave the other day with a good buddy of mine, and we were smoking a few...
Sounds like this is going very wrong already.
...cigars, and he tells me he's going to pass on the whiskey shot, because lately he hasn't been sleeping well.
Mm. Brooklyn and Sheets, man.
Well, hey, friends. Gary Elson here for Mentality Health.
Oh, that's what you're going to talk
about. In Milwaukee.
Is
now, this is not like my friend to turn down whiskey and be worried about his sleep, but he had
me.
And that's when I told him about Mentality. You find them at lowtusa.com. Anyway, if you are like my buddy, finding yourself with a change in your sleep patterns, maybe you need to call Mentality. Mentality is a new healthcare facility dedicated to helping men just like you and my buddy feel their very best. To feel vitalized and to perform better, one of the effects of low testosterone is change in sleep patterns. Mm-hmm. Get back to feeling like you used to with Mentality. And remember, this is when you work with Mentality, you're working with real board-certified physician in a real medical facility that provides FDA-approved testosterone treatments.
A lot of those places that you see those knockoff, they're not certified.
And unlike other places, Mentality takes insurance. I'm telling you, they are here for you with a 90% success rate. Be the guy you want to be and make an appointment for your free, that's right, free consultation today. Mentality Health in Milwaukee at lowtusa.com.
It's the Wendy's Big Show. It's Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. I'm Rami Makhlouf, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Hey, I'm not. I'm the what?
Gary's yelling about something that doesn't matter to anybody right now. Right lane.
You're the boys with the general manager. Don't talk to him.
Do you agree with the shut up and dribble comments? Left lane, what would it say to you if the Brewers don't add a pitcher? And the return lane, does what Giannis said scare or comfort you about his future in Milwaukee? 414-799-1250. Or you can tweet us at 1057 FM The Fan. Let's go to Ross. He's on the east side. Now he's on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ross?
Hey, Ross.
Hey there. Hey. Just a little opinion on the right lane there.
Well, come on, Rob.
Come on in.
So I just think they're both kind of out of tune. Obviously, she's going to get some negative repercussions from saying something like that to, like, the biggest superstar in sports right now. And him, like, there's just no specifics coming from him about how Trump's helping not helping the people. I don't get it.
What don't you get? Which part of it don't you get?
I just don't get what LeBron, how Trump's not helping the people and what people.
Well, I'm not even here to get into that. Thanks for the call, Ross. That's what LeBron thinks. He thinks that Donald Trump doesn't give a bleep about the people.
Whether it's pro or anti-Trump doesn't
right.
matter.
It doesn't matter. My point is, if she didn't like what he said,
she could say what he just said.
Right. She could have found a flaw in his logic. Yeah. She could have explained what Donald Trump has done to prove that he does give a bleep about the people. Instead of hurling an insult, instead of trying to demean or degrade his opinion and make it less than hers. But that's happening in all over the place. It's coming from the left to the right, from the right to the left. That's what we do. Instead of having an intelligent, well thought out debate about the things that affect our lives the most, we'd rather just dismiss people by hurling insults at them. And that's why we're not making a lot of progress.
And that's why his call was very respectful. No one's yelling. Excuse me. He made a good point, and he got off.
Let's go to Bruno in Bayview.
I don't see no problem with that.
You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's
Where
up, Bruno?
At? Where you from?
He's in my stomping grounds of Bayview.
I need you to go by Rami's house. I'm going to send you his address. I need you peeping that window for me.
What's up, Bruno?
What's up, Bruno?
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. Sure. All right, first I got to ask you guys a question. It's going to set up a point. Then I kind of want to look at this LeBron thing from a couple from both sides. But have any of you guys ever worked in the service industry, bartending, serving, anything like that?
I worked in a restaurant, yeah.
I delivered pizzas. I don't know if that counts.
I took restaurant and management.
Well, I could be waiting on a table, and that person would say something either pro or con against a politician. Now, if I say something that's in agreement with that customer, they might think it's all great and I get a fat tip, but that next customer next to you hates what you just said. So you might have done something good there, but you now opened up a can of worms for someone else to give their opinion, whether they agree with you or not. It's just something that isn't done in service. So they say religion, politics, kind of keep that to the side.
Yeah, and your job.
Right, because you're doing your job and you don't want to cause a controversy. You want to keep things kind of in the neutral. Now, I think the overall comments about shut up and dribble was the absolute wrong way to do it. It was immature, and you could at least quantify your argument by saying he did this by doing that for jobs or this for money. He is showing that he cares, but she went to a fourth grade level and just hurled an insult. Now, I don't agree with LeBron necessarily either, because if you are going to go down that path, then be aware that people are going to be with you and against you, and you have to be willing to accept those consequences either way.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call. And I think he did accept it because it put him on a platform to say, well, it's just the way that she said it.
Yeah, I think he said that she actually helped the cause. She brought more attention to it.
Right.
I love Charles Barkley's response to it. He said basically she's trolling. And by us all talking about it, we're giving her exactly what she wants, which is more notoriety, more fame, and likely the next time her contract is up with Fox News, a bigger deal. Because somehow that's how this all works, you guys. I was taking in All-Star Weekend over at my favorite place in the whole wide world.
What were you doing?
Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa.
I kind of figured that.
Date night action. All-Star date night action. Flat screens as far as the eye can see. What, man? What?
You still go to date night with this girl?
What's still have a date night. You don't have to have kids to call it date night.
What's wrong with that? He has to get a babysitter.
Flat screens as far as the eye can see, and in that amazing D&B Sports Lounge. Oh, my God, you guys are annoying today. In that amazing D&B Sports Lounge, 3 161-inch screens and 875-inch screens for your viewing pleasure. And then in the Million Dollar Midway, you got the latest and greatest in arcade games, including Tomb Raider, which is amazing. Great food and drinks. I tried the When Pigs Can Fly, which is pulled pork sliders with chicken tenders, and man, oh man, was that good. And start making plans to watch the March College Tourney action with your friends and coworkers, and plan your next big company team-building event at Dave & Buster's. Don't forget about spring prom parties, graduations. Just call Ben at 414-454-0100. That's Ben at 414-454-0100. Let him and his awesome staff handle all the details. So all you have to do is eat, drink, play, and watch sports at Dave & Buster's, Wauwatosa, Highway 100, just south of North Avenue.
Y'all do it. I don't care what y'all
do. This is the Wendy's Big Show.
Bro, what's the guy named that made this song here? Is he from Milwaukee?
The guy who made this song?
Yeah. Queens. Queens?
Another One Bites the Dust?
Yeah.
No, he's far from Milwaukee.
He's not from Milwaukee?
No. They are British.
He's British?
Queen is a British band, yes.
What is his name, the lead singer?
Hold on. What was that?
That's my British accent.
Do it again.
Oi, 8 day 8.
That's what?
Oi, day 8.
No.
I think that's Australian.
No, that's a bad Australian accent.
Oi.
No, oi. Yeah. They don't say oi.
British, bro.
No, dude. No, they don't say. No, oi is not a British thing. That's Mike, British, help me out here.
Oi, day.
No.
Thank you very much.
Everybody don't know what the hell he's talking about.
That's your British accent? Yeah. Oi there?
Oi there.
You're doing a northern Wisconsin mixed with an Australian accent.
I think that's a youper who's had too much Irish whiskey or something.
Hey,
St. Patrick's Day.
Roman, what the hell Oxley laughing about over here?
I think he's laughing at you. I think he's laughing at you.
With you, Gary. He's laughing with
you. Yeah, he's laughing with you. And your
that's our guy, man.
Your British accent. Can you do that for me one more time?
Oi there, hey.
Sounds Irish.
It does. No, it's not even Irish.
That's British, dog.
No, that's a
dog. That ain't British.
No, that's a cross.
I don't know what it is, but it ain't British.
That's a cross between an Australian and a youper. That's what you just did there. Yeah, you just crossed an Australian with a and both are bad. They're both like really bad impressions of both mixed with each other.
Did that start with a question about another one bites the dust or something?
Yes.
What was the question?
He asked me where the guy who sings that song is from.
Yeah.
That guy,
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury. He asked if he was from. He asked if he was from Wisconsin.
No.
And I said no. He's from Queen, and they are British.
He's been gone a long time.
And then Gary hit us with an "Oi there, hater."
Oi there, hater.
Right.
Oi.
That could be Northern Wisconsin too.
Oh man. Okay. This has been an interesting show. Our thanks to Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider, for joining us, and Dan Shonka of OurLads.com, the NFL draft guru. If you missed either of those interviews or anything on today's show, check out Fan On Demand at 1057FMTheFan.com.
You need Fergie singing?
No. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Mike Clemens. I'm Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening to the Wendy's Big Show, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow starting at 2.
Goodbye to Clemens?
What was that?
You waving goodbye to Clemens?
No, I was signaling him to fire up Fergie, I said on the air.
No,
fire up Fergie.
Hey, Manny Parra to the Giants on a minor league deal.
Who did?
Manny Parra.
Nobody cares.
Throw it in the dirt, Manny!
Nobody cares.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.